Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Bronger.
Matt Bronger III.
I am the dumbest person in Dumb People
the
Town.
The pride of rock bottom restaurant number 242.
You love.
It's just well named for those days,
by the way. But how you feeling? I'm rock bottom.
He was. How many years were you there?
I was there 6 years in
with
Chicago.
With that long ass hair and that goatee?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I was. Yeah, not the whole time with that look, but a lot of it. A lot of it. I remember taking the ponytail out and just wetting my hair and letting it. Oh,
that feels. You look like
ocean violations.
You look like somebody who would fight John Wick and lose. Act one.
I watched that on a plane yesterday because I couldn't decide on what to watch.
Yeah. You watched John Wick?
And I'm just, you know.
Never seen it.
Really, it's so fun.
What is it?
But there's a guy.
What is
it? Are you serious?
I don't even know what John Wick is.
Are you serious?
Is that like
it's
a Matt
Keanu Reeves?
It's like Matt Damon and Keanu Reeves.
It's the ultimate. It's one of my favorite. Genres.
They buy a zoo,
retired
right?
Badass that just wants to be
he
left
wants
alone,
to be left alone and they pull
had
him back in
F with him and now he's back.
So they, and when does he buy the zoo and then they start fighting him?
That's,
he
that's
fights
the right.
all
John
the animals to train.
Yeah. Trains a cheetah.
Yeah.
There is a part where he's the whole thing is he's trying to kill this one guy who killed his dog. That's literally what the whole movie is. And he destroys a criminal empire because a dude stomped his.
And there's always that scene where they're like,
"Do you know what you've unleashed on us?
You know what you did?
It's so funny. Leash being the operative
the mob
word.
Boss. He's like, he did what? Like he finds out his son killed a dog. He's like. Okay. And he hangs up, and you just see this look in his eyes of, it's all going to go. Like, I'm going to lose everything because my shitty son. It's literally the epitome of, like, you guys are parents. Yes. I'm a newish parent. Right, yeah. It's a thing of, like, what if this person just did something that just fucked us as
so
a family?
And early aughts, Matt Bronger looks like somebody who's, like, working the door at the Eastern European Club.
And he just gets just a knife right there, right away. There's a guy.
No warning.
John Wick runs into this fucking pool area in the underground club where this guy's like, you know, drinking champagne with all these hot women.
Right.
And he's, you know, just shooting everyone in the face and knifing people and shit. One guy gets knifed. He's just leaning against the wall. It just might have been there. I don't even know. He's just there.
He didn't even know it was knifed.
Would someone sign this form? I dropped off all this champagne. I want to get back to my
friend. I was waiting for my friend. I was waiting for my friend. I'm not even here.
I am from Eastern Bloc, but I'm not connected.
I work for the building.
The amount of work.
No, he was waiting for somebody to sign his time card.
This dude comes out of the water. And he's in a swimsuit, and he's just huge and ripped. I'm not saying that this was me back then. I was just too fat and heavy. But he just ripped, and, like Wick stabs him in the chest, and the guy's trying to fight him, and he gets his gun out, and, like, he shoots this muscular monster in the chest and twice in the head, and the guy goes right back into the water. And I remember thinking, God, that guy worked out a lot. What a waste.
What a waste. But he got to be shirtless in this thing.
He did.
Did someone say the line, who the hell lit this wick?
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
Did they say that line?
They should have. No, they should have.
That's a dumb line, and it's a great way to get into
this stupid
behavior. It's a fun movie. You guys should check it out.
It's dumb, great. I got to watch it. Speaking of dumb.
Guys, this was sent in by Carlene McDermott at
SheBeCarlene,
one of our constant contributors, our dumb boots on the ground, if you will. Mm-hmm. You can do that yourself. Go to Twitter, hashtag dumbpeopletown, at Daniel Van Kirk, and at Sklar Brothers, because in October, we're all going to start doing stories.
I love
stories.
It. Cool.
Guys, we get to play a wonderful round of Am I the Asshole?
Oh,
are you familiar with this Reddit thread?
It's a Reddit thread where there. What I love about this is the same thing I love about Block or Charge on Rex Chapman's
Twitter
account. Or Curb Your Enthusiasm. Right. When Larry's kind of right,
Right.
He's definitely cutting
when he
across,
lives in the gray area, that is that when the show is at its best.
Is at its best. Yeah. So sure. I like a one when it's in the gray area. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know who the
asshole. So I'm going to read you the headline, which gives you the thesis.
Wait, Dan, we should do it this way. After the headline, let's do a check-in.
Okay.
After facts, let's do a check-in.
And see where we're at the end, we'll see who is right.
I can't wait till in a couple weeks when you guys are running. Uh-huh. Like, you have your own who wants to be the asshole. Okay, right. Who's the asshole?
Who's the asshole? Who wants to be the asshole? That was Regis Philbin's show, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
It was Regis every time.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Can I call an asshole friend?
Yeah, I can.
That's your final asshole. Okay, ready?
It's your death line.
My cousin tried to announce her pregnancy at my baby shower. I kicked her out.
Oh.
Who's the asshole? Starting there, who's the asshole?
Who do you think is the asshole in that one? She tried to announce.
You have a beautiful little rose of your own.
At her baby shower.
Wow.
I mean, it's her. Okay, so her cousin.
My cousin tried to announce her pregnancy at my baby shower. I kicked her out.
I just love the lead up. And of course, my mind, my mind is still leaving John Wick. So I'm just thinking, I have something to talk. Like she just heard her cousin caught her, just chopped her in the throat. You know, nothing lethal.
Right.
No,
I have news.
You tried to. Right. It's really easy to make an announcement and try.
Right.
She tried.
Hear ye.
No. Music.
Somebody shut her up. Shut her up right
okay,
now.
Okay. So
her
far,
pillow right, to her so face. Put a pillow on her face.
Okay. In any order. Who do you feel is the asshole at this point? All you've heard is the headline.
Go ahead, Bronger.
The cousin?
No, you're strong feelings.
I have strong feelings. I'm like, the cousin, you don't have to tell people you're pregnant. There's a larger window than this party.
And social media.
And social media to let people know that you're pregnant. You got to hold your tongue. This is this gal's moment.
So you're saying, as of right now, you feel the cousin's the asshole?
Cousin's the asshole. I mean, I may feel bad about how she's handling it, but I think the cousin's the asshole.
That's knee-jerk, but that's exactly how first time I heard it, I was like, shut up.
It's not your party.
A big thing about someone having a child or a couple with an announcement, we're about to be parents, or we're about to get married, whatever, is like, don't shit on their shine.
Right. This
don't
is
step
their
on their
thing.
Spot. Like just let them have this. Right. Let them have this thing for that.
Jason?
I feel completely the opposite.
Okay.
Whoa! And I'll tell you why. Why does your spotlight get ruined if someone else announces something? Like, how tiny are you that, like, you have to own the whole day and the experience?
But how do you feel about wedding proposals at a wedding?
Fine. Great. Look at that. That's wonderful. It's our day, too. I don't give a fuck.
Do you think you should have to clear it with the bride and groom before
a proposal, though? I don't. That's, to me, I feel like that's
I'd be
brutal.
Like, whoa, that's awesome. That happened at our wedding.
Here would be my rule. If my friend goes, hey,
during
at your wedding reception.
During the ceremony.
If it's during the ceremony. That's
real quick. Look, I don't have an objection, but I'm in love with this woman over here. Folks,
we're going to do this right. Better than this shit. Does anything object to this happening? You do it. I have an objection to ever spending another day not
can
with
I say this,
gal.
Jason, really quick. If in terms of wedding, if it's my wedding reception and my friend, he or she says to me, hey, I want to propose at your
wedding.
I would go, here's the deal. Every wedding that goes great just ends up being a party anyway.
That's right.
So my only thing I ask, after 9 p.m. That's all I'm at. I just want it to be when we're all having fun. Dinner's already done. Cocktails are done. We've done the bride dance. We've done all the little formalities. And if they're like, yeah, but some people will have left by then, I go, here's the deal. Tell those people to stick around. You don't need to tell them why.
Yeah.
Just say stick around. And if somebody says something to me, hey, why did Bradford say I should stick around? I go, you should just stick around.
Stick around.
But it's after 9.
And I would warn them, just you might not want to do this. I don't have a huge problem with it.
Sure.
But it kind of cheapens it. For the person you're proposing to.
It could,
just putting that out
there. Yeah, that could be,
it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect, you know? Does not matter. Yeah. I had a friend who proposed to his wife at a bus station once.
That's
now that's their bus station forever.
That's right.
There wasn't already a wedding at that bus station.
No. You weren't doing it during a baby shower. While I agree with your
bus station.
I agree with your points that there's a longer window of time that you could have done it.
Saying.
But I'm also saying you have to be a pretty insecure person to not be able to tolerate someone else having a great thing happen or sharing a great piece of news on a day where you're having your party. So I'm like, yes, on some level, I say maybe wait on a different time, but also be the bigger person. Sit there and be like, all right, great.
But we're both requiring someone
but
to
I would
be a now,
but then I would also, as someone who's in like, so this is the other thing, as someone who's married and been married for a long time.
Yes.
there are two types of wins that you can have in sort of like an argument or whatever. So like if your partner is gone for like a week and it makes it harder on your life for a little while, you're okay with that because you're like, I'm going to get it back. Or now I hold the marriage capital. So with this person, if they do something like that, then you kind of in a cool way.
You own it over them a little bit
and you can also make fun of them ceaselessly for choosing this moment to do it.
Sure.
That's the thing that I would then, would do that. As comedians, I would chide that person. Every single important thing that I'm at, hey guys, before we have this moment, do you want to interrupt and try to steal the thunder of this moment for the rest of my life?
And she can she can yes and it forever. You know, she can be like,
if she's cool.
She can also like wait, like when her cousin is like, oh, like I have an announcement. I don't want to take away from her day, but I'm also pregnant. And you can just the woman can and it and be like, by my husband. Yeah. Which is why she's, you know, just go ahead and, you know.
And it's so great. I mean, this is the other thing that I've now started doing with my son's friends, which is so fun, to be like to my son's friend if I'm taking them out to dinner, saying to the son's friend, hey man, thanks for getting dinner. That's so sweet.
Great.
Like,
cool.
It's a 13-year-old kid. Yeah. So like then you can do that to this person. And you know, for announcing that right now at this party, I think it's so cool that you're paying for a fourth of this party. Right. Give it up for her. She's paying for a fourth of this party so that she can make
that
announcement.
The bar is now an open bar.
To this girl. And we'll talk about how you're going to raise
that. It's not cash anymore.
Literally been raised.
The thing I will say in defense of the person who is too insecure to like allow this to share the light, and somebody goes, why are you're being like a bitch or you're being
petty,
a dick.
Right.
In their defense, I go, right, I planned this party today and I paid for all
and
this because I'm
on
a bitch and a dick and this is my day to be a bitch
and a
dick.
That's
like,
right.
I don't, if we were sharing this, how dare I?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it is mine.
It's mine.
So
mine. So I do have full
to be
control.
Selfish
yeah.
on
yes.
today.
I remember I went to a friend's baby shower and all the men were basically escorted out. And they were like, they put us in the backyard.
Very
and there was,
old
like,
school.
Cooler beers.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay. And we were like watching the kids.
Yeah.
We were just having beers and watching the kids. And it was like, I flashed back to that, you know, Oregon suburban situation. And just was wondering the husband wanders in. She said, what? Talking about her. Hey, the fuck? This is about yours.
Yeah,
No. Where is she? And he's already had about six or seven high APV crafties.
Yes.
And he's not thinking straight. He's being way too defensive.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Now will start the story.
I can't wait.
A pregnant woman has vented her frustrations online after her cousin tried to gate crash her baby shower and use it to announce her own pregnancy, even after she was asked not to ahead of time.
Oh,
okay.
All right. Jay could still have a problem with her asking her not to ahead of time, but still, you lay down the law.
She's got some sand.
She's
told not to.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
The mom-to-be explained on Reddit that she's currently expecting a rainbow baby, which is a term commonly used
for
a baby
that
arrives after a miscarriage or other fertility struggles.
I never knew that.
So
I have a rainbow baby.
Yes.
Randy and I are both rainbow babies.
That's right.
So
we're a double rainbow. Double rainbow.
This woman.
It's awesome.
This is this woman's rainbow baby.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But still, some people would go, so that's the most celebration. You guys have struggled, and now it's happening.
Great.
Why wouldn't you want more love and celebrate? That's the argument that Jason. Okay.
Sure.
The fact that the woman had gone through hardships while trying to start a family made her baby shower all the more important to her, so she was determined not to let anything overshadow her and her baby's big day.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
So when her cousin asked if she could announce her pregnancy at the bash, since all their family would be gathered together anyway, the woman politely told her no.
This is what the internet's for. Get a Zoom together and let everyone know.
Yes. In her post, she said, my husband and I are finally expecting our rainbow baby after years of infertility and multiple miscarriages.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It's safe to say we and our family are freaking excited.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. My mother is probably the most excited. She's been planning our baby shower and making decorations for months.
Great.
She's the biggest help during this exciting yet scary pregnancy.
I mean, I would say if I were them, I would wait to have the baby shower until after. If they've had this many trouble, all these problems, like leading up,
that's
it's probably
that's
like
true. Now, let me ask you, though.
That's really stressful.
Yeah. Have you changed who the asshole is? You originally said you felt like it was the mom to be. You guys feel like
I didn't know that it was a rainbow baby, and so I didn't know.
A warning was issued.
A warning was issued, and I didn't know that it was
a rainbow. A directive was issued. Not even a warning.
Not a warning.
A rainbow baby also.
It's a baby after other consequences.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Leaning more towards her.
Okay. Okay. A few weeks ago, my aunt told my mother that my cousin is pregnant.
Great.
We are very happy for her. Great. However, my aunt said their plan is to announce her pregnancy at my baby shower since we're having a big party anyway.
Nope.
She said it's not a big deal and we both can share the day. Are you sharing the bill? My first question.
It's not a big deal and we both can share the day.
I love that she said it's not a big deal.
This is literally like the power behind the throne right here. Yeah. This is like the person.
This is Palpatine.
Yeah, machinations. You know what I mean? The cousin is kind of like probably just like, I mean, I could do it. You're doing it.
It's like, right. This is like the new Game of Thrones. Yes. You're like, you're going to marry that 6-year-old girl. No.
This is Game of Thrones 50. Fresno. Right?
Fresno, yes. Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. But yes, so I guess what's interesting about this, which I kind of didn't even realize I should have realized before, is a baby shower is in its own way an announcement of a baby coming. So someone else announcing their baby coming, if it's not a joint baby shower, then maybe unless they're going to pay for half of it.
Also, no one's bringing you gifts.
No one.
Unless you're hijacking that too. Right. And now you've asked all these people to double their budget or split it in half.
Here's the thing. People will find out. Yeah. You'll go and sit there.
Yes. Why aren't you having a
women can genuinely tell.
Do you want champagne in your aunt? Right. Just I'm not going to have it. But you always drink champagne.
That's the end of it. You don't need a stage. It's going to come out. I'm going to find out. You'll get big hugs. And if you were, magnanimous enough to be like, no, but I don't want, this is not my day.
I'm going to have one too.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone, don't worry about it. Right. And it'd be like, oh, this is amazing. Right. This is kismet.
Good for you. Right.
You know.
Right.
I think half of it is the aunt saying that they're going to do this.
By the way,
where's the beef come from between their mothers?
So saying it's not a big deal is like telling someone to calm down.
You know what I mean? Really is.
Yeah, I'm gonna need
it
you really to calm down.
No, this isn't a big deal.
I'm gonna need you to calm down. Dan was a bouncer at a bar. I'm gonna need you to calm down.
It's like you just escalated it. You just bumped it up.
The best one I think it was on Bridezilla's, and this woman was like just going nuts on this bouncer because he wouldn't let her in. Like New York dude.
Sure,
and he goes, "Listen, don't lose your mind in front of me." That's the best one I've ever heard in my life. It's so good.
Because
it puts it all on you.
Yeah.
Remember, you're doing this. Right. Craig Robinson.
Was it Knocked Up? Where he's like, I want to let you in, but you're so old.
Yeah.
Okay, so they go, can we have it? We can share the day. It's no big deal. The mom-to-be says, I said absolutely not, because we have been waiting for this day forever, and it should be all about me and my rainbow baby.
Yes.
My mother is on my side and told my aunt that they better not announce anything at the party. My aunt dropped it. And nothing else was ever said.
Good. Okay.
Which is another deal when you've told somebody like, hey, you're not what, like you, here's another door guy one. When you go, you're not coming in, and they go, okay, all right. And you're like, we're good?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, I don't like how easily you drop back up five feet and now you're standing there waiting, biting your lower lip.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine.
It's like the time they told me on St. Patrick's Day I wasn't getting into Irish Eyes on Lincoln Avenue in Chicago, and I just went around to the back and paid the bus guy $20 to let me in. I go, okay, fine.
Cool. I'm getting in. Cool.
Okay. She says no. It was dropped. She added, so last Saturday was my baby shower, and it was everything I'd waited for. When it was time for us to eat cake, my aunt said,
I have an announcement.
Hold on, everyone.
Oh, no.
Went outside to her car to grab something.
No.
That was the moment I knew something was up.
That's right.
My mother and I follow my aunt outside.
Damn right you do.
Where my aunt had decided to bring in a cake announcing my cousin's pregnancy.
What?
and some presents for my cousin.
No. Okay. That's what can separate families, estranged families.
My mother
years.
Immediately told my aunt that she will not be bringing those back into the rec center that they had rented and will not be ruining my day.
Absolutely not.
Amen. My aunt started throwing a fit,
of course,
screaming, "This is a baby shower. It's for babies."
No.
That's a
weak argument.
This will not hold up in court, ma'am.
Bronger, it's not a baby's shower. It's a baby.
It's about to be.
Well, someone's
I'm having
like
a baby's shower.
No.
This is a baby
your mom
shower.
Said that.
It's for babies.
For babies. It's a baby shower for babies.
My cousin is having a baby too, so this day is about her too.
No.
My cousin now joins in and starts screaming says how pissed off she is that everything is always about me. Now, I can't go back to what I said earlier. Oh. I agree. There are people who make everything about them.
100%.
But if you've paid for this party and everyone shows up, it is about you.
It is your party.
It's your
definitively.
Party.
And you were asked ahead of time and you said no.
I moved completely to the other side.
I was so
I'm happy to say that I flip-flopped 100%.
This story feels so good.
It feels good to me to change my mind 100%.
100%.
Yeah,
it's just
side.
Like seeing something on Twitter and then you read the article. You know what I mean? You can get all these. Just be careful what you retweet
right.
or whatever. You know, like, don't just do it.
Hey, there's three more paragraphs. This thing that actually
find
goes
out the rest.
Against what you're saying.
I was like, what is she getting? A sign? Is it a T-shirt?
I saw like a video camera
with
and presents. I mean,
they would not stop screaming, so they were kicked out by the rec center security.
I love it.
Yes, queen.
And half our family was upset that I wouldn't let her have a moment at my shower, so half my family left too.
What did I tell you?
God.
This was a strange
now,
families.
Now, everyone is bashing my mother, myself, and the rainbow baby on Facebook. The baby's like, what the fuck?
Like, hey, man, I'm not even here.
I wasn't even supposed to be here. Now I showed up.
I'm just
against all odds, I'm fucking here. So you better not be
this
mad
baby,
at me.
This rainbow baby's coming in with beef.
I love that the rainbow baby's getting
rainbow baby should not get any of the beef.
If you want to.
What is the beat? Like someone's like, and that baby didn't say anything
no.
the whole time.
Baby sided with her.
Nothing.
Baby stayed on her side. I think the rec center security should get it before the rainbow baby.
So everybody's bashing my mother, myself, and the rainbow baby on Facebook, group family texts, anything at all. Commenters on Reddit.
Please tell me it's 100%.
We're firmly on the woman's side, with many of them stating her cousin should throw her own party if she wants to announce her pregnancy that way, rather than hijacking someone else's special moment.
This is what I love about these Reddit things is that they are really honest. If you, because everyone,
the ball don't lie,
as they say. Everyone thinks they're in the right, like because you know the aunt and the other woman are like, we're in the right.
I am imbuing this context. This context does not exist, but if I was in a position to have a great baby shower. And someone came to me, and I don't mean to say this severely, but hat in hand, and they said, we don't have
the money
to
pay
to have
a
baby shower. Is there any way, as part of yours, just because we can't afford to do dinner and get the whole family together, I would say, I'll tell you what, our thing is going to go from three to six.
You can do it after nine.
From three to six, I go, let's go through all my stuff. And then
at 5:30.
Before even people start to leave, we'll go, guys, guess what? We have another surprise.
That's a great way to
that's
do it.
What
that's
I
really
do.
Nice.
Right? Yeah. That context does not exist.
It's not here.
This.
I keep thinking about like what kind of asshole brings a second cake to like a party.
Second cake.
Like if you went to a kid's birthday party, you know, it was friends of your kid, and you're like, hey, it worked out this morning, I'll have a piece of cake. And you have a piece of cake, and then some dick brings out another freaking cake. And you're like, what am I going to have a second piece of cake?
No, you're like no, you're going
to
be like,
I'm like seven. Insane.
No, you're like,
I really hope that whoever rec center security is, I can't imagine they're doing that well. And
they should
think
get the cake
awesome.
And a purple
they
heart.
Take, I want
they
them to take,
take the cake.
I want to see two guys smoking cigarettes eating sharing just, that cake.
But like not even with a knife.
They
just like
took it from them.
Taking
just
whole chunks, just shoving icing into their
it's a boy.
Like
into each
animals.
Other's faces.
Just eat, like how a Viking would eat your cake
yeah,
if he took your cake.
You really
if you just went to the castle and took your cake out. And you just like, Jesus.
Even if it was orchestrated, you would need to bring like, that's their baby cake. We bought baby brownies. Like you would need to bring
something
else.
Else
that is not another cake.
Yeah.
Also, is anybody else's mind the second cake's way smaller?
Oh, it's a shitty
cake. It's a tiny cake.
You know it's a crappy cake.
It's a tiny cake.
Right. Not even good grocery store sheet cake.
And I love it. I love and a good can I also say this? I do think there is a difference if this is like this woman's sixth baby. Versus her first after years of trouble and loss.
Like, you're saying the mom to be.
I'm saying if the mom to be.
I thought you're saying
if it's the cousin's first baby, and if it's the mom who's throwing the shower, fifth or sixth baby,
not a rainbow,
baby, and just like another baby shower
even second
from
or
mama's
third.
You'd be like whatever. Yeah.
You'd be like at that point, that person is going to be like. Obviously, but with loss in the picture, and I am someone who can speak about that.
Yeah. Celebration in the face of loss.
In the face of loss, which I also think is maybe a little premature. I would wait till the baby's out and healthy, but fine. Sure.
Maybe like, maybe she's weeks away. Maybe we're good to go.
Probably she is. I'm assuming she's passed a lot of benchmarks that she didn't get past before.
Yes. Right. All are well wishes.
I'm assuming that, you know, and obviously you got to pray for everything to go.
I need you to qualify it more, Jeff.
I'm just saying.
No, it's a good point.
No, but it
right.
is.
You got to form over.
But my point is, if it was that woman's sixth baby and there were no problems and it was this cousin's first baby, then I could see her saying, hey, can I be a
but
part
again,
of this?
But again, it's us giving us context we don't
Look,
have.
We don't have it, but that's clearly not the truth. That's the only way you can weasel into an answer for her.
They said no, and you got to respect that.
One person wrote, this was, all caps, your day.
Thank you.
That you've been trying to make possible for years.
Yes.
If she wanted to steal the spotlight, she should have spent the money, time, and effort on her own shower or her own announcement
party. I can't wait to discuss this with my wife because I guarantee you.
While another added, in my opinion, this is the equivalent to proposing at a wedding. You don't go to someone's party and make it about yourself. Even if it wasn't a rainbow baby, she would still be in the wrong for trying to make the baby shower about her. But people who I've seen where people have asked and cleared it, and when the like bride goes to throw the bouquet, she just turns around and walks it to a woman, and then the guy comes up and proposes right away. But like you said, make sure everybody's excited about this.
Yeah, it's got
to
be set
up in
advance.
The woman you're proposing to.
Like, they got the no and then still showed up with the cake. It really says
presents.
I don't care how you feel.
That's
I'm
right.
just doing this.
I'm not listening to you.
You're worthless to me.
Yeah. Right.
You know
your
what I mean?
Opinion, your opinion means nothing. Not only are you worthless to me, the rainbow baby is worthless to me.
Yeah,
and don't make a rainbow baby ever do to you.
The
nothing.
Disrespect
let's,
is
let's
stunning.
Close the book. Who's the asshole?
Oh, the woman.
The cousin and the aunt.
The cousin and the aunt.
And the aunt.
Yeah, and whoever made that cake for them. They're in it, too.
They're all in on it.
I'm with security. All right, there you go. That's story number one. Down the books. Oh, my God. That was a good one. That was great, babe. When we come back, we got to talk about Matt Bronger's new stand-up special, which drops in 2 days. Two days after this one drops.
October 6th.
October 6th. We'll talk about that, how you can consume it, how you can support him.
You will love it.
All that stuff. And then we've got some shows coming up, some things we have to promote for ourselves as well.
All that stuff on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get into the very cool Matt Bronger stuff, his new stand-up special and whatnot, we want to remind people, have you gotten your tickets to see us in Nashville on the 13th?
The most important thing.
Live
it's
Dumb
the
People
reason
Town
for the season.
At the Hutton in the Analog Room on the 13th.
In
and
Nashville?
Then on the 14th, we'll be in Chicago at the Den Theater. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you performed at the Den Theater.
Spot.
You know that place.
Yeah,
great spot.
Stand-up and?
Podcast first, and then stand-up show with Daniel right after that. Next night, we're at the River Spirit Casino in Tulsa.
I'm in Manhattan.
And then on Saturday night, on Sunday night, October 16th, we'll be at the Bell House,
Live Dumb People Town.
Andrew Dismukes, Roy Wood Jr., the band Cutworms. It is going to sell out.
So
get
fun.
Your tickets right now.
And not only that, it's going to be the new way of us each having a story, too. So you're the first people that are ever going
to bringing a story to the stage. I'm very, very excited.
Superscholars.com if they want tickets. DanielVanKirk.com if they want tickets for that.
Yeah, or the venues themselves.
Yeah, or the venues themselves. Starting tomorrow night, I'm going to be headlining at the Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas.
Nice.
And then I will also be in Lafayette at Lafayette Comedy. Mm-hmm. And then on the next night, I'll be in Houston, Texas at the Secret Group. Go to DanielVanKirk.com. On the 12th, I'm doing a Largo show with Amy Mann. It's a super fun secret that I can't tell anybody about, but I'm extremely nervous.
And then come see us.
And at the end of the month, I'll be in Denver on the 29th with the Grolix Boys. Go to DanielVanKirk.com.
And on the 7th, which is the day after Bronger's special comes out, which we're going to talk about in 1 second, we will be at the Thousand Lakes, headlining the Thousand Lakes Comedy Festival in Minneapolis. Very excited to do that.
Yeah,
one
boys.
Night, one theater, one show only. That's how we do it. But let's talk about the special, Bronger.
Okay.
I'm super stoked. Where'd you record it, and how can people consume it?
I did it at the Nashville Zanies
about
a year ago. And it's going to be on Moment House and Moment World. They're
Bart
now.
Bart Coleman.
And Moment. Yeah, Bart Coleman.
Guy.
Yeah. Great dude.
So explain that to people.
So basically, it's something that they conceived of and became kind of the marquee version of, you know, watching something exclusive or live.
Sure.
You know, online and you know, just like with this is edited and recorded and everything. I will be doing a thing at the very end, you know, where, you know, I can talk to people and all that jazz. But love the special it. Is something that it's going to be up for 2 weeks. You can, you know, if you buy a ticket, you can download it during that time.
Great.
And then after that, it'll be gone for a while. I don't know what else I'm going to do with it, but I really want to try this because it was this thing that I was all set to shoot the special in 2020. We all know what mm-hmm. happened, COVID. Well, all the dick joke emporiums closed down.
Oh, my God. That's a bummer.
And I basically – we had a kid, and then I basically took – at least half of that hour and just threw it right out the window because I'd done them to death and I was kind of tired of it and I just started building this thing. My wife and I lost our minds and drove 3,300 miles from Los Angeles to Boston with a 6-week-old during an election year.
I remember watching
in an electric car with California plates and drove through the South.
Okay. So, I remember seeing clips of that. Mm-hmm. I followed you as you did that on social media.
So, and I had a ton of other things happen to me and blah, blah, blah. So I had this thing and the whole thing is called Doug's. It's named after an absolutely terrible husband and father I met on vacation once. And it's one of those people. I really think we're all men here at this table. Really think it's important for men to have good role models.
Sure,
that goes without saying, right?
Of course. Sure.
Yeah. But I think we need bad ones too. I think we need to meet not someone you and you're like, I can never be
don't
this
be that
fucking
guy.
Dude.
Thank
I
you
can't
for showing
this
me
guy.
Not the way.
And he was just a guy who was at a resort with my wife and I before we got married or had a kid. And he was like judgmental of everyone every time I saw him, he was drunk and wet. Oh every time.
God.
Like, I don't know how.
You're in your own white lotus.
Him and his wife, they lived to just get hammered and they hated that they had children.
Yeah.
And the first part I respect. That's a huge part of my life.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, it
have
was.
Fun.
Sure. But like, you know, but it's that thing of you don't, you know, you get drunk when your kids aren't around and have fun and stuff. You don't go, why did I ever, like, oh, dude.
I love this.
So it's, I don't want to give too much about it.
Don't
but
give
it,
too
it's,
much.
It, the thing about it.
But would you recommend that swingers resort?
It was a sandals.
My wife liked it.
My wife and I are in an open relationship. You want to follow her on Instagram. She's hot to trot. No.
All
inclusive.
It's so funny.
Like, private account. Wait a minute.
All inclusive.
I wanted, when Moment came to me and we're like, we want to have this on here because it does have this twist ending that's literally like a magic trick where I call someone on stage and people are like, wait, what the fuck just happened? And I've had people film this and it's like the last 10 minutes of the special. I've had people film it and post it immediately on Instagram. So I've spent almost a year of going after every show, scouring the net and being like, please don't.
Right.
And I to the point where I was like, just don't. I don't care if you film my shit and you keep it for yourself. I can't stop it. I'm not Dave Chappelle. I don't have a thing at the door where you have to drop
your phone in. Yeah.
You know, but it's like a few times I had to put the fire out where someone like literally filmed the reveal.
Yeah.
And it's fine. They had like 50 followers, and as soon as I reached out, they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Right.
I didn't think about it. I'm like,
so
I'm saving this.
Let's consolidate this. So here's what I want. Fans, they can watch it. What is the price? Is it $15 for a
ticket? It's 10 bucks for a ticket.
Mm-hmm. So to support like comedians like us mm-hmm. doing what we do, momenthouse.com. You can
it's moment.co.
Moment.co/Matt
Bronger.
And I'm sure anybody who's on your social media
could link. You can go
go
to any of my social media sites and get to it. And it's also
I'm gonna
one of
those
things where we don't, I love you. We don't have a lot of people, generally speaking, you know, like, you know, I gave this thing to Netflix, be like, see if you want this. And they were like, they called and they were like, we fucking love this, but like, our slate is beyond full, you know, like full as well as a few other network and stuff. But it's a thing where most of us putting out specials, working good comedians, there just aren't that many platforms or room for it. And so we go into it and partner with someone and pay for it ourselves.
Yes. Right.
So I am not doing this $10 thing to get rich. Like, I mean, I was inspired to do it by Andrew Schultz, who did his that way.
He got rich off.
He made $1 million.
$1 million.
I think more than that,
He made like almost $5 million.
I love it.
I mean, I love it because, I mean, like 300,000 people.
Because he did it for a limited time, and he took it off, and then he came back, and he was like, sorry, I just love money. I'm putting it back up there.
And by the way,
like,
and deserves it.
That crazy.
And deserves
nobody
it,
nobody has mastered the social media angle of stand-up better than that man.
Agreed.
So it was one of those things where I'm just like, I'm no Andrew Schultz. never will be, but I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like,
bet on
let's,
you.
And by the way, let's see if
like
we can,
a bigger
let's see if we can get 10,000 people to watch this show.
Sure.
Let's
why not?
What's your extrapolation, Matt?
That everything good in my life came from me just giving something a shot.
Yep.
A lot of which that I couldn't really take back. Moving in with my wife for the first time, I'd never lived with a woman I dated in my life.
Amazing.
I was that gun shy.
Yeah.
And then going, should I marry this person? Should I not? And I firmly believe every good, it's like half, I know this will be right. Half, I got
I don't
no
know.
Fucking
should
idea.
Should I
right.
announce yeah. my baby yeah. at my sister-in-law's?
Should I bring a cake? That cake was enormous. It took up the entire back of my station wagon.
I can't believe
so, and
yeah,
then
you're betting on yourself.
And the third one was Rose. With yeah. me going, do this, I wanna is, this is something I can never, ever, ever take back. That was right. the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Great. Best. So I was like, you know, this is the tiniest version of that, but it's, I'm done overthinking this stuff and going like, ooh, this has to be huge.
Right.
It's like, let me give this a shot. It might
be. You just wanted to go
huge.
Good enough to go
fart.
One step above your daughter. Like, slide in between.
Yeah, I want this to feel like a bigger
success.
You can
make me feel that good.
Let's make yeah. him
we
feel
still
better.
Don't know who his daughter's going to yeah. be. So there's time.
Right,
that,
right.
that we don't
right.
know yet.
I think we
this
can
special,
do this,
we can make it great.
We flew back from Boston last night, and there was four crying babies. And Rose wasn't really crying, but she would kind of yell along with them a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
solidarity.
Like a wolf
yeah, yeah,
calling
yeah,
out
the chorus.
Baby
coyote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's gang, gang.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but it's like this one baby, just a drilling shriek. And I felt so bad for his parents.
Yeah.
And my daughter, in the silence between the shrieks, just goes, no baby! Just yells. And her fists are like this, clenched.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
Like, dude, no, I'm like, baby. I no, feel baby. So bad, but like, she's two.
She knows not. By the way, it's like a Reddit. Ball don't lie. She's going to tell it the
she's
truth.
She's going to tell the truth.
She doesn't
want,
have the
feeling.
Everyone
feel.
Wanted to yell no baby.
Everyone was thinking no baby. And everyone was thinking fists up.
I love that Rose had the balls to say it. No baby.
No baby.
Well, I'm going to say no baby there, but I'm going to say yes to moment.co on October 6th.
Watch Doug.
Watch Doug.
Watch Doug.
And then that night on the 6th, you're doing a little thing right after it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's even better.
What's the time? So what is the time?
Oh, God. I'll have to send it to you. I want to say it's, you know, whatever, prime time, 7 or something
yeah,
like that.
Probably
so,
5:30 our
yeah,
time,
yeah, yeah.
6:30.
So just follow Matt on and go to, I'm sure on this. Moment, I'm sure on there.
Yeah,
on
Moment
their site, they'll be promoting it too.
Yeah.
Moment.co. All right, let's jump into this story.
Yeah, let's go.
This was sent in by Ace of Finance at Dragon Ilm, ILM.
Ace of Finance.
I don't know.
Is
okay,
that
ready?
An Ace of Base reference?
Yeah. The four of us would only need the 7 letters, 7 words in this headline.
Do the headline.
Florida man punches friend over golf etiquette.
Yeah. Look,
etiquette.
I've been on golf course.
Etiquette.
Look, you don't
talk. You don't walk through someone's lie, Dan.
You don't walk through someone's lie. You don't talk during someone's
What are you,
back
Jim Croce?
Yeah, you don't walk through someone's lie. You don't talk during a backswing. You don't punch.
Fair enough. And you don't mess around with the
club,
pin.
Jim
you don't mess around with the pin.
You don't bring okay. a cake to your cousin's baby
that's
shower.
Now you're
and
conflating.
You don't mess around with Jim.
Okay, here we go. Fox 5. Fox 5
NewYork.com. Pro at the club.
Yeah. Jim Dunlap.
Sumter County, Florida, uh-huh. of course. Of course. An argument between two men on the green at a golf course over their etiquette led to one of them facing a battery charge, according to Sumter County deputies.
I mean,
Richard Rendell entered a not guilty plea for his alleged crime against his friend. Court documents filed in late May confirmed.
So his defense,
Richard
before
Rendell,
we even get into this,
Dick,
is
Randell,
going, Dick Rendell, Dick Rendell is going to be like, but he did this thing wrong. So,
right.
Yes, he did. You're yes. bringing up a golf rule
right.
in court.
You can't.
Is never
is
gonna
there
work.
A golf?
No, when it comes to physical assault,
no.
Right.
A golf rule. He broke.
As soon
a
as
golf
the cops get involved, you're wrong. You're golf ready. He should have waited.
Matt,
for
I don't
me
know how
me.
Much you play, but so chime
play
in at will.
Lot.
But Sklar's
yeah, play a lot. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I don't.
Is there etiquette that legitimately would or does piss you off when people don't adhere
so
to it?
So the only etiquette
that really you're like this
so the thing that pisses me off usually is because I'm trying to get done quickly
sure.
with whatever I'm doing. So when someone so when people out in front of you are like if they're all on the putting green
right.
and they're not
up near their balls and getting ready to hit.
Right.
And they're all just waiting for someone to go. Then they wait around. Someone, like, bends down and looks at it, like, walks it. Like you're in the PGA. Just,
but usually do that. People do that when they're betting. So, like, when they're when there's money on the hole, like a skin, like, you know.
So I understand that a little bit, but I'm also like, if we're standing 90 yards away waiting for you to finish and there's a backdrop, get going. You got to get going.
Just be ready.
Courtesy for the people behind you.
Yes. We're not saying hurry up and ruin your game. We're just saying
get ready. Be the next person. Be ready with their shot while this person's lining up their shot. Then you hit your
shot. Because there's always a rhythm to it, too. Like, if you're in rhythm, if you're standing, waiting, and watching someone.
But as for, like, the etiquette around, like, furthest guy away hits first, or furthest person away should hit first. Sure. That's a rule.
Yes.
You know, you don't walk through someone's lie between the hole,
because you could put a footprint down in it,
and it could create like a weird thing like that. You should mark your ball and pull it away when someone else putts, so they have a clear view. Right. There are a lot of little etiquette things that are small. None of them are as important.
Cause a fight.
No.
Well, Dick Randell thinks otherwise. Mm-hmm. According to an arrest affidavit, the incident happened between two golfers on April 29th at Della Vista Golf Course in San Marino Drive. Deputies spoke to a man who was playing golf with both Randell, that's Dick, and Dick's friend. Mm-hmm. Around the fourth hole, the man said the two began arguing, which is something they reportedly do often.
Okay, sure.
Why are you playing golf with this guy?
No, you're going to argue. Why are you doing this? Jay and I played golf the other day with these two guys. One guy looked like he was wearing a Ford Tough, like, T-shirt. Nice. Mm-hmm. Like, if he wasn't in L, like, because he was in L.A., my first thought was,
maybe,
like,
they work together.
Oh, you're union for, like, you probably do, like,
he's an electrical union.
You're like
for
gaffer. Yeah, I was like, but you're like,
not in the movie.
But he's not in the movie business. But he looked like kind of like that kind of guy. Like,
sure.
I like to go up to Idaho
to hunt and fish. Meanwhile, then we're playing with a guy, I want to say Asian man who was 72 years old but looked like he was 50. Mm-hmm. And then another older Asian man who was 83 but looked like he was 61.
Wow.
And the 70-ish Asian man and the Ford Tough guy were joking around, giving each other shit, all this stuff.
So Miley's like, how long have you known this guy? Have you guys been friends for years?
Please tell me you guys are, like, the best friends for, like,
he's like, I met him 3 weeks ago, but I love this guy. And
what?
I'm like, I love
how
this
guy. How do you have a
relationship? And so their relationship was built on fun.
It's great.
Their relationship is built on arguing.
Anger. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Why play it doesn't sound like ball busting. You know, like you're messing with your friend.
Right.
No, it's mean.
The affidavit said that the friend told Dick Randell, who was standing on the green near the hole, to move, which Dick Randell replied, saying he knew the etiquette of the game. He goes, hey, man, move. And he goes, I know the etiquette of the game.
Oh, man.
They continued to argue, the report stated, and the friend reportedly flipped off Dick Randell. Well, Dick Randell didn't like that very much, and he approached his friend and reportedly said, do that again, and I will hit you.
That's one birdie I don't want to see on the golf course.
Dick Randell, am I the asshole? If you tell someone, I will hit you.
I told him, do it again.
I told him.
I gave him warning.
The friend flipped him off again, and when Dick Randell reportedly punched the man in the face, and the friend fell to the ground.
Oh, my God.
Deputies said the victim was taken to the local hospital with a visibly swollen bruise on the side of his face. Dick Randell was arrested on a charge of battery. We'll get out of here on this. How old is Dick Randell?
What do you think?
Okay.
Fourth hole. Already pissed off enough to say, do that again. And he punched somebody over getting flipped off.
Also, Dick Randell is wrong. If you're standing anywhere near the hole, whoever shot it is like, can you move out of the way a little bit, please?
You got to move.
Dick didn't want to move. Dick, don't move.
Whoever's got the putt really has control over the whole green. Yeah. If he wants everyone behind him because you're casting shadows on where he's trying to putt, you got to stand behind him. It's like,
how old is he?
How old is he?
I'm going to go 44.
Okay.
I'm going to go 59. Okay. 62.
62? Wow.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Older guys.
Richard Dick Randell is...
Say it one more time, Dan. Just say it one more time. I'll punch
you in the face. Is 77 years old.
Oh, my God.
So he probably punched another
78-year-old. How old is the guy he punched?
How old do you think the guy
is? I'm going to go exact same age. I'm just for fun.
77?
I want it to be true.
Little cocktail?
He fell down and had to go to the hospital from a punch from a 77-year-old. I think he's 82.
Okay.
85.
Okay. One of you.
Oh, God.
is only 1 year off.
Okay, so now,
so now you get to go up or down a year. Where would you like to change your life?
I'm going 70. I'm going 76. Okay. He's a young, spry asshole.
81. I'll go down 84. I'll go down.
Okay. All right. The Man Punched by Richard Dick Randall.
Oh, God.
Is 84 years
yeah!
old.
You don't punch
and look at Dick Randall.
Oh, God.
Look at him. He's pissed.
Really? You're going to punch an 84-year-old? Like, 77 is how old our mom is.
Doesn't he look like the Florida version of Brian Cox from Succession?
Yeah, exactly.
He's a methed out version of him. Yes. Never shaved.
He looks like an early rendition for the Hall of Presidents.
He does.
Like, he's the type of person that if he was my dad, I'd be like, can you just take a shower, please?
Jeez, please.
You're sweating all the time.
Off. I'll pay for the haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay.
Dan, give us a teaser of what we're going to hear.
Ooh, Treasure and Garbage.
Treasure and Garbage. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
And Patreon fans, you're going to get a little dumb story from Matt Bronger. He's going to share some either dumb thing that he witnessed or a dumb thing
that he
was a victim of or he did.
He's always talking about dumb behavior. I absolutely love it. We'll be right back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Southern California woman finds cash hidden in couch.
Okay. Maybe it's this guy's wad of...
This is sent in by Ashley at Here for the Dumb. I met Ashley when I was doing a show in Salem. Nice. She made a T-shirt for my other podcast that I do with Rory Scovel. She's awesome.
Nice.
Colton, California.
Yes.
A Colton woman made a startling discovery after bringing home a set of sofas that she found on Craigslist.
Okay.
The amount of things you could find. And this
I mean,
is what you find.
You never expect to get cash. It's always
set
like
of
a,
sofas. On
yes.
Set of sofas.
Hidden inside one of the cushions was how much money?
Bronger, what do you
inside
think?
Inside one of the cushions.
Yes. Yes.
Zipped in.
Like 25th hour.
Zipped in.
Edward Norton style.
I will say I got into a cab in Chicago once, and there were 750s neatly laid next to me on the
side. That would scare me.
That mean I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Horrified.
Who left
I took them.
Like of course.
$50. Yeah.
Of course
you took it. Was a fortune to me back
then.
Oh,
my God.
Hell yes.
But I'm going to say $2,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say like $10,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say $6,300.
Okay. Hidden inside one of the cushions was, Townies, wherever you are, get your answers
shout
in right
out.
Now. Yell it out your car window at your dog because she found $36,000.
Oh, my Lord.
In the cushion of a couch she got off Craigslist.
Win, 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 win,
I
win.
And that's
win,
when you know the hand job is worth
bless.
It. Steve Wynn. Steve Wynn.
Vicky Umodu said she was never tempted to keep what she found. She said she immediately gave the money back to the family who gave her the furniture.
Who should have given her like at least
half.
A couple grand.
She
they
said,
better have thrown
you
her
better
at least
thrown
10.
Her at
she
least
said, God
three.
Has been kind to me and my children. They're
don't
alive and well. I have three
don't
beautiful grandchildren. So what can
nobody
I ever
asks.
Ask from God? I'd say about $36,000.
Yeah. I would just say
wait,
three
you got
grand,
all these kids in your life.
$3,000 for bringing
maybe
it back
God,
to you.
Maybe God was like, hey, trying to help you.
Yeah.
Stop
God is
giving
this back. $3,600 finder's fee from God.
Right.
10%.
Yeah. Yes. It all started when.
If I'm that family. I mean, I don't want to play who the,
sure.
the asshole is. If I'm the family who gets it back, I'm definitely giving that woman at least a G.
It
right?
Yeah,
I'm giving
I
her
mean,
a G.
I,
two.
Yeah,
a
yeah.
big four.
It
a
all
big
started
two.
When
yeah,
Vicky
yeah, yeah.
started looking through online ads for furniture for her new home. I scrolled down and saw free items. So I clicked on it, and the first thing that came up
Pablo
was
Escobar.
This family that wanted to give a sofa and everything in their bedroom set. I said, maybe it's a gimmick, so I called them. You guys want to know what a couch looks like that has $36,000
yes.
in it? That's it.
That is
a couch you'd never want.
Ever.
That's a college couch
that
at
is,
best.
Yes.
That's a college
that's
couch.
A couch that's on
that's
fire during like hell week
yeah.
in a fraternity.
Yes. I think the actual model is called Florida.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes.
No, that's a couch that they set
it's
on fire when they win the national championship.
Right. It was no gimmick. The family that was giving away the furniture explained that a loved one had recently passed away and they were liquidating everything in the property.
Sure.
Vicky said the two sofas and the chair they gave her work perfectly in her new home. Mm-hmm. I just moved in and I don't have anything in my house. I was so excited, so we picked it up and brought it in. But when she got home, she was examining the sofas more closely. She discovered something strange.
A lump.
An unknown item inside one of the cushions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a heat pad, who immediately discounted that theory because there was no electrical cord.
Sure.
When she finally unzipped the cushions and looked inside, she discovered several envelopes filled with cash and dollars in cash.
Oh, my God.
Here's what she found.
But so the person died.
Wow.
So they probably were trying to hide this from their kids anyway.
Yes.
So she should have kept
maybe.
Just stacks.
Let me see.
Stacks.
I mean,
of
at
cash.
Some point, don't you say.
All these envelopes are full of cash.
I mean, at some point, don't you say, like, I found 20. $11,000 worth of cash. Hey, guys, good news. At least I found $11,000.
I found $700 in this couch.
Just like you did in that cab. Just like you did in that cab. Oh, wink, wink.
You guys aren't going to believe
$600. Don't forget me next Christmas. Because I found.
No need to give me any just out remember. Of this.
I found
just
one
enjoy.
Crisp 50.
You could always end up in a No Country for Old Men situation. Where
dude, that's what I keep
you
thinking.
You don't know where this
the
came
deceased
from.
Relative. What did they do?
No. How did they
for a living? You know, what was
probably lived through the depression.
They,
yeah. Probably. Probably.
And they
just
probably didn't trust banks.
Yeah. I mean, it's better to give it all back.
I was telling my son, come. I was screaming, this is money. I need to call the guy. Vicky said when she returned the money, the family told her they had actually discovered other cash hidden throughout the rest of the house. If that's happening, don't give away
give
the couch.
Them, but also let this woman have
but
it.
But they had only found a few $100. They're not sure why the that's deceased man may have hidden so much money inside his couch.
The cops.
But as a way of saying thank you, they agreed to pay for a new refrigerator for Vicky and gave her how much money?
Okay, this is it. Now this text about who's...
So you already know they bought her a fridge.
Right.
Which she immediately called them.
Grand.
They found a few $100 around the house already.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How much money did they give Vicky? A little off the top. Thanks for the findings.
Yeah. Because you're not... Here's the thing. You're not expecting 36 to
she
come
says,
your
quote
way.
Here, I was right. not expecting a dime from them. They, I was not.
So, sure. But she's not expecting
what
a dime. I'm saying
get?
This
I'm
family
guess.
Whose relative passed away,
gonna,
they're not expecting any
I'm
money.
I'm going to guess. Can you tell me two things? What your guess is and what you would give.
Right.
What's unless
guess?
It's the same.
My guess is $2,000 and I would give $3,600. I would give
10%.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's good. My guess is they gave her $5,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what would you give?
Yeah, I would give it. I said 10 before, but I would do like maybe 5 or 6.
Right.
Okay. Six rounds. You got 30 grand.
I'll keep
30. They got 6. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go 20%. They gave $7,200 to her. That includes the refrigerator.
Fridge, yeah.
So like I'd say she winds up getting like $2,500 in cash and whatever they paid $4,000 for the for the refrigerator.
So that's a nice refrigerator.
It's nice, but I mean they weren't expecting this $36,000 anyway.
Okay.
Right,
your guess was.
I said
2,000
and I would give 36. He said 2,000? 5 and he'd give 6.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I said, I don't know, the 7,200.
Okay. That's, yeah. The amount of money. We will end this episode here. And I will
bucks.
Tell you one more time. I will tell you one more time. Go to moment.co or just follow Bronger. It's at Bronger.
At
right?
Bronger on everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm,
on October 6th, you better watch this
just
special.
Do it. Support
and you know what
comedy.
Also? If you're watching it and you got other great comedy fans, don't ruin the ending. Tell them
also,
to just watch
thank
it.
You. Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
We're going to be watching how this does for Matt Bronger because maybe we'll do a live Dumb People Town special
sure.
on Moment
oh,
House.
Oh, you should do that regardless.
I did a pen pals with
maybe
him.
Maybe we'll
went,
do
was,
that.
You should do that.
That could be really fun.
Live DPT.
The amount of money is, everybody has their answers down. One of you got very close. $2,200.
Yes.
What a strange, arbitrary,
weird
number. Maybe it was like 4, and they were like, whatever's left after the fridge, we're just going to give you the
refrigerator. They bought
the
fridge. 5. That's amazing.
Or maybe they just bought our $800 fridge.
Oh, my God.
And
I love it.
They
should have bought the fridge on Craigslist, and then in the icebox, it's like
$20,000
more.
It keeps coming. If it happens again, it's drugs.
It is drugs.
You know, 100%.
I love it. All right, there you go. There you go, guys. Matt Bronger, the great Bronger. Enjoy his special at moment.co. Go danavankirk.com, supersclars.com. See us live. We love you. And oh shit, we got to get back to work. Dum, 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scarpins Audio, a podcast network.